Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission sets up offices of election officers and returning officers for local level elections, secondary education examinations, SEE, to begin tomorrow. Health Ministry urges all to adapt health safety protocols citing increasing cases of corona infections in India, and two separate bomb blasts in northern Afghanistan killed at least 15 people. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has set up its offices in all local level and made them operational as a part of preparations for the local level election. At a press briefing in Kathmandu today, spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Sarma, confirmed the establishment of the offices of the election officers and chief election officers in all districts and local levels. With this, the Commission has started to dispatch the election materials to the districts. The Commission has also allowed 44 organizations for election monitoring. Meanwhile, the Commission has urged all not to doubt the conduction of a free and fair election. The Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee has been called. Committee meeting has been called for tomorrow, 2 p.m. The notice signed by Nepali Congress Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Poril states that tomorrow's meeting to be held at Sanipa will discuss local level election nominations. The CPN-UML is nominating the candidates for the local level election in metropolises and sub-metropolises on the 24th of April. UML Publicity Department Chief Prithvi Subba Kurung said the Central Committee meeting of the party held at Balkot today also decided to unveil the local level election manifesto tomorrow. Likewise, the party has decided to inaugurate the party office at Tulsilal Memorial Academy in Lalitpur while marking the establishment day of the Communist Party in Nepal. President Biddadevi Bhandari has appealed to the world community to bring generous packages for the economic recoveries of developing nations like Nepal. In a video message to the annual conference about our forum in for Asia today, President Bhandari talked about the impacts of climate change and the pandemic on the economies of the mountainous and island countries. On the occasion, she urged all to implement the commitment to reducing carbon emission for checking global warming. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus held a cordial meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kerker and Health Minister Birodh Kathyoda separately today. Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that during the meeting held at Singapore today, Minister Dr. Kerker appreciated the leadership of WHO during the COVID-19 pandemic and thanked the organization for vaccine support to Nepal. Likewise, in the meeting held with Health Minister Kathyoda, the WHO chief congratulated Nepal for its efficient response to COVID-19 and on reaching 70% vaccination target. He also appreciated Nepal's effort for launching the first typhoid immunization campaign. Earlier today, WHO Chief Dr. Ghebreyesus paid a courtesy call on National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsena at Singha Darbar. The WHO Chief is on a three-day visit to Nepal with the schedule to meet President Biddadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba. He arrived in Nepal today at the invitation of Health Minister Kathyoda. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। द मिनिस्ट्री अफ हेल्थ एन्ड पपुलेसन हैज अर्ज ऑल टु फॉलो हेल्थ सेफ्टी प्रोटोकल इन व्यू अफ ग्रोइङ कोभिड-19 केसेस इन इन्डिया। Issuing a press note today, Ministry's spokesperson, Dr. Sangeeta Kaushal Mishra, urged all to abide by public health safety guidelines. The Ministry has also urged those who have completed 3 months since vaccination against COVID-19 to get the booster dose. Bhairava Best Gautam Buddha International Airport has come into operation from today. Director General of Nepal Civil Aviation Authority, Engineer Pradeep Adhikari, informed that domestic flights were made today through the new runway in the airport. However, international flights will take off from the 16th of May, coinciding the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha. The Authority Director General also said preparations were being made to operate the Tribhuvan International Airport for 24 hours from the 29th of May. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar has directed the concerned bodies to carry out an investigation into the explosion at Sagarmatha Oxygen Plant in Lalitpur. Home Minister Khar asked the Home Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey, Chief District Officer of Lalitpur Ghanasam Upadhyay and others to rescue the injured immediately and to carry out an investigation. Lalitpur Chief District Officer Upadhyay said 2 people were killed and 6 others were injured in the explosion today. The secondary education examination of the current academic year begins tomorrow. The National Examination Board Chair, Mahasram Sharma, has said all the preparations for the exams that begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow have been completed. Controller of SEE Examination, Arjun Rayamaji, informed that there were 2,007 exam centres across the country. A total of 514,967 students are attending the exams in the regular category this year. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hao Enqi, has assured of helping Nepal to export its products to China. Addressing a virtual press conference today, Chinese ambassador Hao shared that China had given high importance to Nepal's willingness to resume exports to China from the dry port. On a different note, the Chinese ambassador made it clear that Belt and Road Initiative was never a geopolitical strategy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Twin blasts in northern Afghanistan have killed at least 15 people, leaving more than 48 other injured. The BBC says 11 people were killed in a blast at a Shia mosque in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. At least 30 people were also injured in the blast. Another blast blew up a vehicle near a police station in the city of Kunduz and left 4 dead and 18 injured. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for those bombing. Ukrainian officials have said the bodies of 1,020 civilians are being stored in morgues in and around Kiev after Russian troops withdrew from the region. They claim that the Russian military knowingly shot civilians who didn't put up any resistance. The regional police chief said that they had discovered 2 graves around Kiev. However, Russia has denied targeting civilians. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kentucky Province, and at 1 or 2 places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission sets up offices of election officers and returning officers for local level elections. Secondary Education Examinations SEE to begin tomorrow. Health Ministry urges all to adopt health safety protocols citing increasing cases of corona infections in India and 2 separate bomb explosions in northern Afghanistan killed at least 15 people. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.